WHDD presents Susan Says.
So, a few days into the Biden presidency, and some of the euphoria, the good vibes are still there, but some are not. Why not? Sigh. Because Moscow Mitch and many other repugs, yeah, I'll call them like I see them, they're not even trying to be human, decent, have unity. Ha! What a laugh. Almost 500,000 Americans are dead people. And that thing in the White House before this lovely man didn't give a darn, didn't do anything after November 4. To see that the supply of life-giving materials like vaccines was not even in stock. Therefore, when President Biden arrived, guess what? The cupboard was bare. And jerks like Rand Paul are still walking around the Capitol without masks. Are you kidding me? I would love to talk to his neighbor, you know, the one who smacked him one. They are fighting the impeachment on spurious constitutional grounds, when the point is you had someone in charge of the government incite riots on the government. Got it? 5 people died in the riots. People are still threatening Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries, the fabulous New York congressman. His family was threatened. And that sicko Green, that biatch who carries a gun and had the gall to follow David Hogg, the teenage survivor of a school shooting, around. She threatened him. Yeah, why is she not arrested and thrown in a padded cell and also thrown out of Congress? I see another congressman is trying. Okay. The new and real president, this impeccably tailored, decent, wonderful guy, is doing a hell of a job, a lot in just days. His priorities are the right ones. Climate change, you think? COVID, the economy, equality, what's not to like? The repugs are scared to death of the fat slob who's playing golf every day in Palm Beach and stuffing himself with McDonald's. He couldn't care less, but they're meeting with him. Why is McCarthy flying down there? Huh? What's wrong with people? Well, they're saying we can censure him. That's not enough. He should be tried at the highest level for genocide. He killed your brothers and sisters and uncles and grandparents. He called the virus a hoax, remember? He told Bob Woodward he was doing it on purpose. It's on tape. Oh, I want to be optimistic. I'm trying. The daily press conference gal is great. The daily doings of the president are wonderful. And yet, the majority of repugs, some 80%, are still in the cult. And me? I'm eating a lot of chocolate. Sigh and sigh again. Yesterday, I ate a whole bag of pretzel peanut butter things. Yeah. Sigh. And yum.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.